These are the headline stories from Newspapers of Elgin 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 31, 1918. People in Elgin are still reminded of the Memorial Day observance where veterans of three wars were commemorated and honored by the community. There was a feeling of sorrow intermingled with a grim determination to whip the Kaiser. It was apparent in every heart. Hundreds of Elgin residents crowded Bluff City Cemetery, and little girls mingled with aging veterans. As the procession of veterans groups began, there were salutes for the Civil War vets who paraded while patting the heads of youngsters who escorted them, aging and bent old soldiers. The mass of people surrounded the soldiers' monument at the center of the cemetery. From the cemetery, the pageant continued to the Congregational Church due to threatening weather. Thunderous applause greeted the veterans as they entered the hall. The band played the national anthem for each nation engaged as Allied forces against Germany. Enthusiastic applause accompanied the introduction of each nation's flag. The day's orator, Reverend Fred Stone of the First Methodist Church, intoned that the world's written history consisted of some 3,000 years, yet only 225 have been spent in peace. He noted that this Memorial Day was to honor the heroism of not only the flag, but the men, women, brothers and sisters, and sweethearts. The battle over services of the Elgin, Aurora, and Chicago rail system were still being waged. An offer of a 5 cent per hour increase in wages was turned down by the workers when offered by Railway President L.J. Wolfe. However, the workers and the AANC management were in talks, and the prospect of a delay in the start of the strike at the stroke of midnight on May 31st gave some hope to hundreds of thousands of railway riders who wanted to get to work the next morning. In addition to rail service, the strike would mean no commercial district lighting for Elgin. Prominent Chicagoan Oscar E. Nelson has been called to mediate the talks between the railway and its employees. These were the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.